President Cyril Ramaphosa is expected to meet with the National Coronavirus Command Council today to discuss the government's response to the third wave. We are expecting a move to harder lockdown. It has been recommended by several quarters, including the SA Medical Association, the Gauteng Provincial Government, also the MAC. We know that David Makura, the Gauteng Premier, is going to be speaking at 1 o'clock today, and he's expected to talk about vaccines being opened up in Gauteng to 50 plus. That announcement has not been made yet officially. At the same time today, the Minister of Transport, Fikile Mbalula, the Acting Minister in the Presidency, Kumbudzo Ntshavheni, they are joining the Gauteng Provincial Government MECs, Jacob Mamabolo, Nomathemba Mokgethi. They are going to taxi ranks in Pretoria today to monitor compliance there. So lots happening. And then last night as well, the South African Health Products Regulatory Authority, SAHPRA, says it has received an application for the use of the Sinopharm COVID-19 vaccine. Sinopharm is a Chinese vaccine. So, Mia Milan, director at Bikisisa Health Journalism Center, our go-to on this always. Mia, good afternoon to you. You must be incredibly busy at the moment, so thank you for making time for us.
Pleasure.
So let's start with SAHPRA and the announcement last night about Sinopharm. What do we know about Sinopharm? What do we know about this submission for consideration, and where are we with it?
So we know that with SAHPRA, there are now 3 submissions for a COVID vaccine that are being processed, and that is the one that you mentioned, Sinopharm from China last night. And then there were also 2 submissions in February, of which one is another Chinese vaccine called Sinovac, and then there is the Russian vaccine Sputnik. And all 3 of those are under review. We don't have results for them yet, and we know that the ones that have been approved so far is AstraZeneca, J&J, which is Johnson & Johnson, and the Pfizer vaccine. But one of those, AstraZeneca, doesn't work well against our variant. So that one we can't use. So at the moment, we only have J&J and Pfizer. What we know about Sinopharm and Sinovac is that those vaccines have received emergency listing from the World Health Organization, which means the World Health Organization has looked at their trial data, their efficacy and safety data, and then approved that for international mechanisms such as COVAX to be able to buy some of those vaccines. With Sputnik, that has not yet happened, and the World Health Organization yesterday said that it had issues with production of Sputnik, about quality of production and cross-contamination issues at some of the factories where they produce that. We also know that Sputnik has applied for authorization with the European Medicines Agency, which is a very large international regulator, and they have asked for more information. They said the information that was submitted was not sufficient, and in South Africa, we know that SAHPRA also asked Sputnik for more information. The most important thing to remember is that just because the WHO has approved data from a vaccine doesn't mean it's going to work here, because we want to work against the beta variant, and all these vaccines, when they were originally tested, were tested against the original form of the virus, not the beta variant.
Okay. Now, yesterday, the education sector started, we saw vaccines being rolled out for teachers and for school staff. David Makura saying earlier today that it looks like police will start getting next week, and also 50 plus in Gauteng will be opened up next week. We expect more clarity at 1 o'clock. Is this in line with what government has been saying all along?
The government has been saying, initially in February, they said they would go by age, but also by comorbidities and essential workers. Then that changed to age only, no comorbidities, and we didn't really know what was the situation with essential workers. What is happening now, the reason why they're really going for the essential workers is because those 2 million J&J doses that we couldn't use, that J&J is now replacing, they are replacing it with vaccines that were not used in the U.S., and that has short expiry dates. So those vaccines that they're bringing in all have to be used by between the 8th and the 11th of August. And the fastest way to get it used is to give it to groups that can use it very quickly, such as teachers and security or you know, correctional services and the police. We don't yet have dates from J&J of when we're going to get J&J vaccines that have long expiry dates. The health department is waiting for that. So that is why we're moving so quickly to different occupational groups, because we know we need to really use these vaccines up very quickly.
Mia, thank you so much for that. Mia Milan is the director of the Becky Caesar Health Journalism Center, just giving us clarity on all of that. So as I mentioned earlier, lots of people are asking about whether we'll have an address from the president, whether we'll go into a harder lockdown. We know that there is an NCCC meeting today. We do not have confirmation yet that the president will be speaking. Obviously, that will be brought to you through EWN, and we'll let you know if that does happen. But those meetings are happening, and David Makura will be speaking at 1 o'clock. And we know that the president has said that he wants to go down to harder restrictions, and we'll let you know as soon as we know.